This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Michael Bartley.
Great to be here. Good morning.
And Megan Schiller from KDK TV. Gus and Yaya's being scammed. It's a rite of spring to see the ice ball cart on the north side. Megan, consumer reporter, KDK TV, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Sacrilege in this town that someone would mess with the memory of Gus and Yaya.
Megan, when I saw your story, I was thinking everyone across this region, their blood was boiling. This is ridiculous.
That's what I said. Messing with a Pittsburgh treasure.
Yes.
Loved by really tens of thousands of people over the years. So what happened since Gus passed away last summer? That's when it looked like the trouble began.
Yeah, that's when all of the loyal employees, including the man I interviewed in my story, Mike, who's worked there since middle school, and Gus is a father figure to him, or was a father figure, they started posting right after Gus died selling T-shirts. And in his opinion, they were making it seem like the money would go to Gus's family members. And that's when he got involved and quickly posted and warned people. But he was blocked. So now he hasn't been able to see any of these new posts, which include ones up to last week saying that they were opening. And then he started getting text messages from close friends saying, "What do you mean you're opening? You didn't tell me that." And then he figured it out, that it was more fake posts that were being uploaded to this page.
Is anybody finding out who's doing this? Yeah.
Well, I tried to Facebook friend request all the people that were listed as administrators. They completely ignored me, didn't accept my friend request. And when I look to see where they live, they don't even live in America, let alone Pittsburgh.
It figures.
So he thinks what they're using is, well, up until the other day, they've been successfully using weather apps where they are trying to see when it's going to be a good day in Pittsburgh weather-wise, and then they'll post tomorrow's the day. But the inappropriate thing is that they're saying Gus will be there. They're posting pictures of him, making it seem like he's still alive, which the family members think is obviously very distasteful, and they just want to stop.
That's what's making everybody mad.
Right. Right.
And as I understand, they are going to open officially, what, April 12th?
Yes, and he was worried because they posted Sunday night that they were opening yesterday. As we all know, it was freezing. Mm-hmm. He was worried people would go out there just to show support. So he's hoping if enough people can report the page as spreading false information, Facebook would maybe do something about it.
Yeah, how do you go about it? It seems so difficult with the red tape of going through these social media platforms to say, hey, this is a scam.
Well, and I also said to the man, the young kid that's probably working at Facebook right now or at Meta,
yeah,
he's probably thinking, who's this guy Gus and what are these ice balls and what's happening here?
I hope you said icy balls, not ice balls, but
we said Meg,
icy balls.
Yeah.
But Megan, I saw your stand up, and that was the other thing. I saw your stand up, which you're holding the microphone or whatever, and you said that you checked with Meta. I've tried to check with Meta on a number of occasions. I can't get through.
I know they need to hire some, I don't know, former reporters or something, because they've been unresponsive. I gave them a lot of time. I messaged them last week because we knew we were working on the story, and not even an answer. So I don't know if they're just not answering press inquiries, or maybe they're picking and choosing which ones to answer, but No response back so far. And I just was curious what it takes in order to take a page down. Would this be something that they would even consider against their policies? And it's possible that, that they would say it's not. It's someone's right to post what they want to post. But this businessman says it's just really a pain in the butt. So
I don't think it's right to post when you're using a man who's passed images to try to and then sell things online. That sounds to me... Yeah, I know this is gray area these days, but
yeah, and the pages are so similar. So he wants people to know you go to the one that has official in the title. That's his page that he's running, the current manager of the stand, and he wants people to know he's never asking you for money or selling T-shirts or anything like that. So if you see that, you know you stumbled onto the fake page.
And your story needs to be shared far and wide, yes, so that people know.
You can share Megan Schiller, Consumer Reporter. And let people know that the real Gus and Yaya's ice ball cart will be out on April 12th on the north side.
Icy ball.
That's it. Hey, tell Megan about the
flower. I use it all interchangeable. Wait, snow Megan, cow and ice ball.
Wait, Megan, you grew up here because Larry wants me to tell you about the flower show when the Phipps Conservatory. It's his favorite thing today. Megan, because I know you grew up here because your name came up the other day when I was doing the Miss Smiling Irish Eyes thing down at the convention center.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember I was telling our young producer, the Phipps Conservatory is the Phipps Conservatory, but when we were younger, we'd be in our, all the families would be in their station wagons going to Isley's. To get a skyscraper, and our mothers would say, "Now that building right there," she would never say, "That's the Phipps Conservatory." Larry's mother said the same thing. She'd say, "That's the flower show."
I feel like that would be the same with my family.
Totally.
Oakland. Yeah, they all worked at Isley. Yeah.
All right, look for Megan Schiller on KDKA television. Megan, thank you, and hopefully this will help.
Yeah.
And we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Megan.
Of course.
And then when you get a chance, get on the flyer show.
The flyer show it is.
Our own Tamira Rush is checking on what's
here. She is.
I am here. Do you miss me? You guys miss me from yesterday?
Totally.
Yeah, we could see you through the glass. So.
Wait a minute. Watch it.
Wait, ask T if she's ever been to that place in Oakland.
Why are you so nervous?
The baker? Why? I didn't make who?
I mean, get it out.
What's he saying?
I don't know.
Have you ever been to the flower show in Oakland?
Absolutely not. I don't know anything about it.
Have you ever been to Phipps Conservatory?
Yes, I have.
That's the flower show.
Is that what you call it? So there's a flower show at Phipps Conservatory.
Ellen Gamble's mother called it that. Larry's mother called it that.
Oh, really?
Megan Schiller's mother called it that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's Phipps to me.
That's all right. Like
a well, you don't remember Isley's in Oakland either, do you?
Isley's in Oakland?
On the book. No. Oh, you young little.
I was a kept kid.
All right, what's trending with T?
What's trending is, have you ever thought about going to attending an Ivy League university? Seriously, serious question.
Of course. It was out of my reach, to be honest.
Me too.
Well, you weren't smart enough. You didn't have the grades. You were just good enough for Clarion or what? I mean, because there are universities, Harvard University now.
Yeah.
They have, if you make $200,000 or less, you have free tuition to attend
for your kid.
That includes that's almost everybody.
And check this out. If you make less than $100,000, you get free housing and tuition included in that.
Wow.
So, where are they getting the money for all this? A donor?
Donors, endowments. They have the money to do this. But there are people out there who their children have dreamed of going to Ivy League universities, but financially middle class families can't do that. But this is something that people are on social media are talking about. Those who are for it say yes. Those who are against it saying, hey, there was 1% chance of me getting in it. Now it's 0.00003% chance of me getting in there. So, you know, they're haters. But it's not, it's for the people to decide. It's trending with tea. Tell me.
That's trending with tea.
All right. That'll be a subject of conversation.
I would say.
The high price of education at the collegiate level is out of control in many situations. And we talked about this over the years that for some students, you end up with this giant bill that trails you for years and years and years, unless you're going to do something very specific, like become a lawyer or a doctor or some engineer.
But hopefully, I mean, all in all, that this is a movement for other universities, because kids, I mean, attending colleges and universities, it's going down. Kids are not going to colleges anymore. So
they can't afford it.
I mean, they can't afford to do
this. How do parents have three kids in college at one time? Isn't it no matter where they go, it's like $60,000 a kid?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
It's like a
And you have two.
Yeah. It's very expensive. However, I mean, now you look at what's happening. People are pushing their kids now towards doing, HVAC work, more labor-intensive jobs. But back when my kids were in school, college was the way to go. They weren't about going to trade schools. Like my brothers and the guys in my family all went to Conley Trade. Mm-hmm. When they dismantled Conley Trade, that left a lot of kids in the neighborhoods left without anything to do, because college wasn't something that they were looking forward to doing. So in this case, when our kids were growing up, everyone was pushing college. Mm-hmm. But they weren't telling them that these colleges, you're going to have an enormous amount of debt when you graduate. So this is a great thing.
So the pressure too in social circles, as we talked about this with Marty, like CCAC offers very economic but some people say, well, we can do better than that. They want a prestigious name attached.
Correct.
Bottom line, though, is what can you afford and do you get a quality education?
And CCAC has really good curricula.
Right. And their credits now are transferable.
Yeah.
However, you can do 2 years of CCAC and then you can transfer to a Pitt University or a Penn State University, and then you could do both. But I mean, at that time, we weren't having these conversations with our kids. We were like, you're going to college and that's what you're doing. But now it's like, okay, mom, I'm graduating, but where am I going to work? Are there jobs that are available for me to pay off the loans and the debt that I incurred? So what do we do? But I mean, this is a movement.
If Harvard's doing it, then I would suspect that other universities right now, right at this moment, are saying, how do we do it?
Well, some people
don't
are saying.
Don't you think so?
Yes. I mean, I agree with that. And I'm hoping that that's the case. But there are some naysayers that are saying that, is this a way that Harvard and some of the universities are undermining the whole DEI
program?
So that is out there as well. But however we can get our kids into college for
college free, shouldn't be just for rich kids.
Can you afford to send three kids to college?
I tell you, I don't know how parents do it. I don't.
Well, thank you.
It's called a white knuckle ride financially, put it that way. All right.
Trending with T, you beat a judge.
Trending with T.
Go to the Flyer Show.
Work part-time at the Flyer Show, and then you can send your kids down to Duquesne.
Philadelphia Phillies at Lecom Park for a 105 game. And throwing out the first pitch is our own Kathy Berggren.
Wow.
Who retired last May, almost a year ago.
Wow.
After 42 seasons with us, All-Star Kathy is with us on the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Michael Bartley. Kathy, how you doing?
Hi, Kath.
We're doing well. Hi, Mike. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
One of your dreams was to... Because you're a Pirate fan.
Go
to spring training in Bradenton. And Elliot Falcioni, our friend, director of the convention and visitors, he's the tourism director. He's the executive director of all that stuff, Michael.
Uh-huh.
He's a Pittsburgher.
Yeah, but in Bradenton, though.
He worked for the Pirates.
Yeah, he worked for the Buccos.
Like 32 years ago.
Yeah.
Went there for spring training, never came back.
Wow.
So Elliot orchestrated Kathy to throw out this first pitch today.
He did. Yes, it's been so much fun getting to know him through text message and phone calls. But yeah, I can't wait.
That's the best way to have a relationship with Elliot, just text. That said, You have, I understand, a lot of family members in Bradenton today that are going to join you at the game.
Yeah, my daughter Lacey and her husband and three of my grandchildren are here. So yeah, it's fun. I can't wait.
Are you a little nervous? Are you nervous about
it? I'm scared to death.
Why? Oh no.
No, I mean, it's going to be fun. It was funny because we were throwing the baseball yesterday.
Have you practiced? Did you practice?
Yes, I did. And so far it was going well. And I'm like, oh no, did I jinx myself? Whatever. But then there's my little 9-year-old granddaughter takes the ball and she whips it like across the yard. I'm like, oh man.
Well, you know what happened when I had a chance to throw out a first pitch, and I've done it once at a Pirates game. And people started sending me these first pitch failures videos.
Oh, no.
Where people are throwing, they're hitting people in the head.
No.
In other areas, you know.
Or I saw the 50 Cent one or something. Was that the one?
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci almost killed somebody with a but they said these videos just to get in your head.
Yes.
So the object is to, if you can, not bounce it in. If you could throw a strike, great. But if you can get anywhere close without hitting,
then you're golden.
You're good.
Yeah.
Yes. Just trying to get it to home plate in that direction. It might not cross it.
Can you walk your granddaughter to the mound with you for good luck?
That's what I was thinking, you know, and just maybe even let her do it. Here, honey, the last second. Here, Miranda, you throw it.
Have you ever been to LeCom?
I have not. I am so looking forward to this because anytime there's a game that you can watch on TV from LeCom, it just looks like so cozy of a place. You know what I mean? It's just small and just kind of, I mean, not.
Well, what's nice about spring training is the ballparks are smaller, more intimate. So you're really up close, more likely than you would be at any other ballpark in the major leagues. The spring training parks make it feel like, you know, it's something extra special. So it looks like sunshine today, high of 73 in Bradenton. And
so there'll be a nice crowd.
Yeah, there should be probably 60, 70,000, Michael.
What?
And how has your retirement been?
It's busy. I mean, we are just constantly going and doing things. And I kind of wonder when I had time to work before, but it's doing very, we're doing very well. So
right.
I miss everybody. That's the hard part.
We miss you.
Everybody.
We miss you too. So send some photos and a video if you can of this first pitch so we could share on social media.
All right. Sounds good.
Good luck, Kath.
Thank you. Nice talking to you guys.
Now to throw out the first pitch, Kathy Berggren. Yeah, that's exciting, man. All right, Kath, do it up.
All righty.
Make us proud. Kathy spent 42 years plus here. She goes back to work.
Hard to believe.
Jack Bogut.
42 years. Wow.
She's seen it all. And I'm glad she's enjoying herself. That's the way to enjoy retirement.
Lovely human being.
Play ball.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, the National Weather Service is confirming 6 tornadoes touched down in 3 counties on Sunday. One of them hit Acme in Westmoreland County.
That was consistent with tree damage and structural damage, including roofs of houses and other outbuildings.
And gentlemen, to give you an idea how rare that is, we average about 9 tornadoes in the state per year.
Wow, so that's that Sunday was unbelievable then.
And fortunately, no one was severely injured or killed.
It is surprising. The parents of a missing Pitt student want officials in the Dominican Republic to declare their 20-year-old daughter dead, and that is despite the fact authorities have yet to find her body.
Jeez, I wonder what their motivation relatively quickly to do this.
They've got to know something we don't know.
Is there a possibility of civil action once that takes place?
Maybe. They know something we don't.
We're asking questions about that and hope to have a story on it. Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams, on their way back to Earth, they were stranded at the International Space Station for about 9 months.
That was consistent with tree damage.
Oops, wrong one.
And undocking confirmed. Freedom is free of its moorings. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore began their belated trip home.
Can't imagine how that must feel.
They were only supposed to be there for 8 days. They've been there 9 months.
Yeah, I think belated's kind of a lousy word to use in that context.
Belated, yeah, exactly.
You've had that feeling when you've been visiting some relatives, I hear.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show.
St. Patrick's Day brought green to Wall Street with a good finish for the markets. The Dow gained 353 points. The NASDAQ grew 54 points. S&P added 36. February's retail sales across the country show slightly more consumer confidence than January, but the numbers for both months missed the mark. The latest report again fell short of forecasts, indicating a slowing economy. Car dealerships, restaurants, and electronics stores were hardest hit. Nothing is forever, not even Forever 21, the latest U.S. brick-and-mortar retailer to file for bankruptcy, their second in 6 years. The fashion giant has faced competition from online discount retailers like Shein and Temu, and fewer foot traffic visitors in malls. Forever 21 says all locations will remain open for now as the company winds down its operations. And Harvard University is making tuition free for students whose families make $200,000 a year or less. The elite Ivy League says this will help put the school within reach for more individuals from a wider array of backgrounds. Harvard says 86% of American families will now qualify for the new financial aid guidelines. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Tuesday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.